بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم، الحمد لله رب العالمين، والصلاة والسلام على سيدنا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين، أما بعد، فقد قال الله تبارك وتعالى في القرآن المجيد: فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم، بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم: يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله وقولوا قولا سديدا يصلح لكم أعمالكم ويغفر لكم ذنوبكم ومن يطع الله ورسوله فقد فاز فوزا عظيما، صدق الله العظيم. Ulama-i Karam, elders and dear brothers, the life of a believer is only going in one direction. There's no reverse, it's only going forward. And that is for a person to keep in his mind every day of his life, that one day I will be presented before Allah Jalla Jalalu. There will be presentation of all my amal from the time of bulugh, from the time of maturity, till my last breath. Every amal of mine will be presented. And there will be a court on the day of Qiyamah. There will be justice on the day of Qiyamah. أَمَا رَبُّكَ بِظَلَّامٍ لِلْعَبِيدِ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, is it unjust? Allah is the one that is most just. It is insan himself who makes zulam and oppresses his own self. By not recognizing Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, not making the effort of his life to recognize Allah Jalla Jalaluhu, he is the one that oppresses himself. Right now, presently, we find in the world that globally, internationally, the entire world's nazar, gaze, attention, du'as is upon the ICJ, the International Court of Justice. Whatever we find and we hear in this world, this is only a mirror, it's only a shadow. What will be the reality on the day of Qiyamah? Allah shows us devastation, the zulam, the oppression, the assassinations, the murder, the genocide, ethnic cleansing. All this is now for me to focus my attention upon myself. If I will become right in the court of Allah, that is one box ticked, one positive for the ummah. The ICJ, everybody is making dua. All are toting for South Africa. But this is a reminder for myself, how will I fare in the court of Allah? Here we know the date was already stipulated, that the court case is going to start. This is a reminder for myself, am I ready for my court case? Who's going to fight my case in the court of Allah? It's only me, myself and I and nobody else. My children, my investment for akhirat. If I will make investment in them of their deen. Remember, very important, my dear brothers, very, very important. There's almost 70 ayat in Quran where Allah Jalla Jalaluhu promises sustenance and rosy. It will come to you. We're sitting in the masjid, somebody comes, offers you a glass of water. Where it came from? I never thought about it. I never asked for it. Allah sent it. But then do I have that doubt, Ya Allah, will you sustain me? Will you sustain my children and progenies? Allah's promise. It's taken care of already. Alallahi rizquha. I will take care of it. For your rosy, for your sustenance, for what your necessities of dunya are, Allah says taken care of. Oxygen, taken care of. Food and water taken care of. Allah says, what's stipulated for you will come to you. But when it comes to the deen of Allah, when it comes to ta'aleem of our children and educating them, that is not the promise of Allah, it will come automatically. That won't happen automatically. That wajahidu, walladina jahadu. Allah says, for that deen you have to make mujahada. You will have to make the effort. That is the system of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But the Western influence, 12 years of my child's life must be given to secular education. For what? For that which Allah Ta'ala promised already. 12 years we put the child in doubt that how you going to eat. Whether he can read Quran Sharif, whether he knows how to take the name of Allah correctly, whether his salah is correct, whether his taharat is correct, whether his wuzu is correct. That is something now I have to be worried about, because there will be a time when I will be standing in the inevitable court of Al-Jabbar. Inevitable court of Al-Jabbar, the ICJ of Allah Jalla Jalaluhu. One of our brothers sent me this morning, he says, Mufti Sahab, ICJ for a mu'min, inevitable court of Al-Jabbar Jalla Jalaluhu. It has to happen. That date was set already, whether 11, 12, 13 or 12, 13, whatever the dates were. What dunya is preparing? What's the date of my standing before my Allah? Do I know the date? Nobody knows. can happen after Jumu'ah Salah. It can happen after Jumu'ah Salah. They're all evidence already. And all the advocates and all the lawyers, they got the case already set. They will present it. Who will fight my case? Ulama say on the day of Qiyamah, all those limbs that are used in the disobedience of Allah, they all will turn state witness against me. The Quran Sharif, Allah, Allah Jalla Jalaluhu, will be a hujjat and a proof against me or in my favor. My Quran. What a book of Allah. Our life has to be according to Quran Sharif. That will stand for us on the day of Qiyamah. A person will go into the qabr, his salah will come to the right, his Quran tilawat will come to the left. His sadqah, his zakat, his a'mal. All these now will fight my case in the qabr. But I have to understand, now the new year is starting, so to say. The new academic year is starting. And how many a child will say, then I don't go to madrasa. Now I'm 16 years old, I'm free. No more maktab, no more madrasa. Whether he can read his Quran fluently, whether his taharat is correct, now he wants to get married in a few years' time. Is my son ready to get married? We are buying the janhu and jewelry for our daughters, the diamonds and the rubies and the jewelry and the gold and the silver. Have I given my daughter the diamond akhlaq of Rasulullah and his Aisha radiallahu ta'ala anha to go into the marriage? Have I given my son the skills to speak correctly to his wife? We can see the chakkar of dunya right now, how we are running. Because shaitan has warned us in Quran Sharif, يَعِدُكُمُ الْفَقْرَ. Shaitan has threatened us with poverty. Allah 70 ayat, Allah says, I will take care of you directly, indirectly. One ayat, shaitan threatens insan with poverty, we believed him. 100%. Prepare to sacrifice my time, my health, my family, my children. To leave them for some time, months on end. For the deen of Allah, tabarak wa ta'ala, will say, where are you sending your child to become a hafiz? What's going to happen to him? You're going to make him an alim of deen. Send him to boarding. What's going to happen to him there? But for dunya, my dear brothers, we can see what qurbani the ummah is not making. So that day has to come when I have to stand in the ICJ of Allah Jalla Jalaluhu. And now all my limbs will turn witness against me or in my favor. The piece of ground upon which I made the dhikr of Allah, that will be in my favor. The piece of ground I broke the command of Allah will be against me. Malaika, the scribes that are writing. So how for me to prepare myself every day? I don't know when am I going to be standing before Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. In Quran, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says to insan, أَوَلَمْ نُعَمِّرْكُمْ مَا يَتَذَكَّرُ فِيهِ مَنْ تَذَكَّرَ وَجَاءَكُمُ النَّذِيرُ. Allah says to insan, haven't I given you enough years? I've given you enough life already. أَوَلَمْ نُعَمِّرْكُمْ. Allah is saying to insan, wake up. I have given you so many years. So much life I have given you, in which if a person had to take heed and listen and come to his senses, you already got that amount of time, I have given it to you. The first Syrian commentators of Quran say, was that Zainul Abidin Rahmatullah Ali, he says 17 years. The Qadada says 18 years. The Ali radiallahu anhu says 40 years, 60 years. Abdullah bin Abbas radiallahu anhu says 40 years. Different views, 16, 17, or 17, 18, 40, 60, what does it mean? My child is 16, he's of age already, or he's 17, or, but in my mind, his mind, we say he's still small. Quran says we've given him already 17 years. We've given him 17 years, by this age already he should understand what is right, what is wrong. What is the truth, what is false. What he should do, what he should not do. How to fulfill the commands of Allah and how to abstain from prohibitions of Allah. By 17 already, as a father, I should have given him that ta'lim. Why? Mufassirin say by 17, from the side of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, 17 or 18, there's enough time already for him to take heed. He say by that time, if he hasn't taken heed, he hasn't come to his senses, then from the side of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, my evidence against you is completed. The case already is completed against you. You have no excuse. Now make tawbah. And don't say you have time. I gave you 17 years already. Evidence is complete. Is there anything more for us to tell you should have understood already? What's your direction of life? Because you will have to stand in the court. 40 or 60, Mufassirin and commentators say, Allah give us 40 years. By now already you should know what to do. 40 years already Allah Ta'ala has given you to understand the purpose of your life. Now the evidence is complete. Oh, some say 60 years. They've given you enough time. وَجَاءَكُمُ النَّذِيرُ and the warner has come to you. Not only we have given you life only for you to understand, but we have given you the warner also. Commentators say, رَحْمَةُ اللَّهِ عَلَيْهِمْ Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was the warner. Some say, أَنْبِيَا عَلَيْهِمُ السَّلَاةُ السَّلَامُ the Qur'an Sharif. And more than that, one is the years that we have passed, the time we have passed, the months, the days, the weeks, the hours, the seconds, the minutes. Every minute, every second, every sunset, every sunrise, every year that passes is a warner to insan. It's a warning to you. Your time is coming closer. It's coming closer. Take heed now. Look over the past. What have you have to cover up to be answerable to Allah Jalla Jalaluhu? Whether your salah, whether your fasting, whether the zakat of the past. Undo it now. The warners have come. And here ulama say, the most terrifying warner, the most horrible, terrifying warner of all the years that have passed in my life. They say the most terrifying warner is the day of the birth of that person, what we call birthday. Western culture celebrate. Deen is saying, it's terrifying. You were born on this day, so many years already you have lost. Now the case is against you, is getting stronger. Take heed now. Is there a time to celebrate? Is there a time to make tawbah? And turn to Allah. Hit my 60. Now my daughter's going to throw a party for me. So many candles. With so many flames on it. In reality, I'm already lighting the maqabar with those flames. By celebrating another year that I lost. I put my hand in my pocket. I had 100 rand, 200 rand is not there. I check my left pocket, the top pocket, where the money went to. Who took the money? I lost the money. I'm parishan, I'm looking for it. I'm implicating this one and that one. I lost the money, I'm parishan, I'm bewildered. I lost 60 years, I lost 40 years, and I'm still sitting. I still have time. The genocide that I'm perpetrating in my own life, the ethnic cleansing I'm perpetrating, if we have to stop it, my dear brothers, Allah will take rahmah upon the Sunnahs. If we stop it in our life, the genocide of the sunnahs of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam. Every day is happening in my life. One sunnah is so powerful, but I'm abandoning it. Ethnic cleansing. My children wake up in the morning. The niyat is that Fajr Salah is cool. The sunnahs, better rub your eyes, read your dua, use the miswak, wash your hands. Then go and relieve yourself. Left leg, right leg, sunnat. Who is doing the genocide? Is Allah's system. بِمَا كَسَبَتْ أَيْدِ النَّاسِ is what you have earned with your own hands. Allah says that all the fasad in the earth and all this corruption and all these tests, whether on earth, whether at sea, and we see it with our own eyes, my dear brothers. Whether on land, we can see the fasad right now. Total destruction. At sea, whether the Red Sea, whether certain port, there too is happening the fasad. We are seeing it in our own life. What's the reason behind it? That we don't want to discuss. We're discussing in court cases, what will happen at The Hague, who will win the case. Are we so involved in it? What's my case right now? Is my case that will cause all this fasad and all this corruption and destruction? بِمَا كَسَبَتْ أَيْدِ النَّاسِ Aid means hands. What the hands of people have earned, what they have done with their hands, Allah says, because of that. All this corruption is taking place. If I have to bring with my own hands and my heart the sunnah of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, the command of Allah, the commands of Allah. The woman is waking up in the morning. What has happened in Palestine? What is happening in Gaza? Oh my dear brother, have you woken up for Fajr Salah? Have you woken up for Fajr Salah and cried to Allah tabarak wa ta'ala? Because one day you'll have to wake up to stand in Allah Ta'ala's inevitable court of Al-Jabbar. Jalla Jalalu. You'll have to stand there. And you have to give accountability. If the ummah has to come upon one command of Allah, at least salah, and make tawbah to Allah Jalla Jalaluhu, bima kasabat aydi nas. What we have done with our hands. Our own children investment, what have we done with them? Now recently we heard an alim of deen, entire family wiped out. Allah make the maghfirat. Allah make it easy for the family. Allah protect us. Holiday season. People are coming back from Umrah. We meet the brothers in the masjid. We can't make what the brother went to Hollywood, Bollywood for Umrah. There's no sunnah. There's no sunnah. It pains the heart, my dear brothers. You come from the capital of the universe, Makkah Mukarramah, capital of the world, Medina Munawwara. Not the capital of gambling and fashion and style and London and all these areas. You come from Medina and Makkah Sharif. This is the genocide we are talking about. It's no use pointing fingers at the kuffar. It's my own case that I have to put right in the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Then Allah will change the conditions in the world. This Quran is saying, بِمَا كَسَبَتْ أَيْدِ النَّاسِ, because of what you have earned. يُذِيقَهُمْ بَعْضَ الَّذِي عَامِلُوا. Allah may make you taste a little bit of that punishment. And this, they say, is a light punishment. Destruction of home, light punishment. Destruction of wealth is a light punishment. Allah says, I will test you. بِشَيْءٍ مِنَ الْخَوْفِ وَالْجُوعِ وَنَقْصٍ مِنَ الْأَمْوَالِ. Allah says, I will test you with all this. But when your iman will be affected, you don't want to give up the haram TV and the music and the going out and intermingling. Within our homes, there's no parada facilities. These are major sins, my dear brothers. We're eating together. Sister-in-law, brother-in-law, involved in riba transactions, usury, interest, overdrafts. And we're raising our hands and making dua. Allah's case is closed against us. The evidence is already established against us. We have to make tawbah now. We have to return to Allah, we have to make decisions. We want the help of Allah globally and also individually in my private life. So when I stand in the ICJ of Allah, in the court of justice of Allah, Ya Allah, I made tawbah. I changed my life. It has to happen and there may be no escaping. The things I am saying, how I say it, my akhlaq, my character, the fear of Allah, I have to change my life before I reach my Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Right now, all our hearts are there, The Hague right now. What's going to happen? What decent cease fire? Oh, please, we also cease fire, firing at the commands of Allah. Cease fire now. Stop it. Stop breaking the command of Allah. Don't take out the shaving razor every morning and remove the sunnah. Stop it. Cease fire. We don't want the fire in the qabr. Cease it. Cease all the amal. All the haram amal. Get out of the riba. The speaking of lies, the cheating, dishonoring, not fulfilling our contracts. Cease fire. If we will cease fire, Allah will cease fire. And we tell our children, we warn them also, if you don't stop, then I will sort you out. You stop, then you my friend. Same with Allah. Allah says, stop, you'll be my friend. You not stop, then I will continue. I will continue. Now the ummah is paining. Ummah is afraid. What's going to happen? It's up to us, my dear brothers, that we rectify our life. We got to introspect, what is the problem in my life? And ask Allah for tawfiq. I might feel, how am I going to get out of it? Impossible. It is possible. It is possible. I have to turn to Allah and ask Allah, Ya Allah, give me the ability. How Allah will pull me out? How Allah will make the plan? From where the barakat will come? From where the rosy will come? Allah will send it. We believe in barakat. We're living in barakat. We don't believe in figures. Figures increase but no barakat. Person says, I don't know where everything went this month. No hisab, I don't know. No barakat. Barakat will come in the obedience of Allah. Just to discuss one ayat of Quran. Where Allah says, Ya ayyuha alladhina amanu taqullah. Taqwa is the main ingredient. The consciousness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. To become conscious. How right now we are so conscious, we're going to leave the masjid. And we're going to take out our phones. To see what is happening in the ICJ right now. What is happening? What's the case? How is it progressing? We're conscious, we're alert. Allah wants the same alertness of ours 24-7. 24-7. Okay, the alim of deen was in the plane. The steward came and offered him some liquor alcohol. says, thank you, I won't have anything, but give my share to the pilot. He says, the pilot is on duty. He cannot drink. May Allah ka banda hu. I'm a slave of Allah 24/7. I cannot drink. I have to be alert all the time. I can't slip. This is consciousness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Every moment, ya Allah, I don't know when I'm going to be presented to you in your ICJ, inevitable court of Al-Jabbar. When this is going to happen, then I can't move. Then I can't move. Only my salah will come, my Quran will come, by the fazl of Allah. But if I have misdeeds, I haven't made tawbah, I haven't taken out the TV, and the haram gadgets, I have given my children all the haram gadgets. And right now, ulama is saying, look at what the children are looking at. Even if it be cartoons, it's satanic. It's absolute satanic. Allah Ta'ala give us tawfiq. Recently when Umrah, sitting in the train, a young boy, 2 hour safar, Madinatul Munawwara to Makkatul Mukarrama, parents to keep him busy, give him the cell phone to see a cartoon. If only I saw a child that could not sit for 2 hours, was that 2 hours. Absolutely jumping on the seat, looking at that cartoon. Ya Allah, look at this child. Like a cartoon character he's become. Where is he supposed to be an ummati of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? Parents, give it to him, keep him busy. Keep him busy. So we also busy. What's going to happen to the child? The parent will go into the qabr, the child, which avenue he's going to go to, there's no reward coming to me. I'll be just a forgotten entity in the qabr. Allah says, fear Allah, become conscious of your ICJ when you're going to be presented in my court of justice. وَقُولُ قَوْلًا سَدِيدًا And speak straight. Speak straight. Amanat. To be honest. Fulfill the trust. There's so many warnings. The trust of Allah, Allah has given us. I'm a slave of Allah to fulfill the commands of Allah. Today we find Jummah will be full. Asr Salah wa Zumat. Asr Salah wa Zumat. Maghrib Salah wa Zumat. If we cannot read our sunnahs now after the fajr, after our farz, any 2 rakat nafil for the ummah, when are we going to do it? When will we have a ceasefire? When are we going to have a ceasefire? Allah is giving us just a sample of one place in the world. They physically, they are going under all these atrocities. If we will just read 2 rakat salah and make our tawbah, anger of Allah will cool. Take us sadqa, anger of Allah will cool. That's what we need, right? The marches are there on the places. Allah will use the kuffar to march for us. وَسَخَّرَ لَكُمْ Allah said, everything for you, I'll put for your benefit. I will make them march for you. But you march to the masjid. You march in the path of Allah. You fulfill my commandment. You speak straight. قُولُ قَوْلًا سَدِيدًا The amanat that you have right now, amanat is a big problem in the world right now. We don't know who to trust. We don't know who to trust. Whether it's some construction company, whether it be a plumber, electrician, we don't know who to trust. He took my money and went. I supplied the goods, he didn't pay me. It's a big thing, I ask every second person. It becomes such a common thing right now. The Huzaifa's riwayat radiallahu anhu, that I saw 2 periods of time. A time when there was amanat dari trustworthiness. That I wasn't afraid to deal with anybody. With a Muslim, I knew his iman will prevent him from cheating. A Yahudi or a Nasrani, a Jew or a Christian, I didn't fear dealing with him because he would fear the Khalifa of the time who fulfilled the trust. Now I have seen a time which has changed. There's only the effects of amanat left now. And if you have to look for somebody of trust, they will tell you certain tribe, you will find one trustworthy person. We can trust him. Today we say, commonly amongst ourselves, I prefer not dealing with a Muslim. Deal with a ghair Muslim. Inna lillahi wa inna. I can't trust my Muslim brother. He won't come through. He'll make some excuse. It was misunderstanding. Just to make a quick buck. All this is contributing, my dear brothers, to the genocide and atrocities. We might think these are simple, but these are major things. Fulfill the trust. Speak straight. They say, speak what you mean. I mean what you say. Say what you mean and mean what you say. Don't speak with a forked tongue. Ya ulama say, qawlan sadeeda, speak straight, speak correct. They say like how sadeed means, that when you hit a target, you hit bullseye. Speak straight. But how to speak straight also? Ajib, ruhul bayan, mufassirin explain. They say, speak the truth without any trace of falsity. speak correct without any trace of error. Speak the right thing without any trace of jest or fun or lies. And what do you say? I speak straight. Whether you like it or not, that's incorrect. Whether you like it or you can lump it, that's not correct. Some people say pride, I speak straight. Yes, you speak straight. It's a part of the series. Nabi Ali Salatu Wasalam spoke softly, not harshly. That is speaking straight. You can put it correctly, nicely, amicably. That is sunnah. Speak the truth, no falsity. Don't speak with a forked tongue. Speak what is correct, without any error in there. Be clear, oh business deals, my dear brothers. Oh business deals, right now, there's so many people financing deals. But, with the Sharia compliant, say for every 1,000 I lent you, the 100 rand is the interest. Oh, it's a profit. What profit is that? There's interest there. You can't make a deal like that. Financing in the ikram. So many deals are going down like this. I'm the financier. I invested in him. How did you invest in him? Go and find out. This is what we are talking. These are atrocities we are perpetrating right now. The genocide. The call for us right now is ceasefire. Stop playing with the fire of Allah. Put our lives right, one by one. Now the new year is, so to say, academic year is starting. Our own madrasa, our own maktab. There's so many brothers, professionals also, that are becoming huffaz. In our own madrasa, we have a 70-year-old grandfather that comes with his 11-year-old grandson to come and do hifz every morning. Say, my grandson is doing hifz. He finished 12 paras, I can start also. This is my retirement plan. Finish already amma whole para, half of 29, Suratul Kaf, Tabarak, Waqiya, Alif Lam Mim Sajdah and Dukhan, 70 old. This is my retirement plan. If I don't make it, I don't finish it, but I have hope inshallah, on the day of Qiyamah, I will rise with my grandson. He'll become a Hafiz. Cease fire. He stopped everything, so I'm doing this now. Allah Ta'ala give us understanding. Now for us to increase our du'as, my dear brothers. Whether the court case will carry on, Allah will use the kuffar to fight our cases. But I got to fight my own case first. At least today I make some decisions. All the haram photos I have on my phone and the videos and video calls, all of us say, not permissible. Cease fire. Stop it now. At least now stop it after we're seeing in our life what is. We never saw this before, my dear brothers. First time we're seeing such things happening to the Ummah. We are living this period of time. At least we can stop and cease fire. And realize I could stand in the international court of justice of Allah, inevitable court of Al-Jabbar Jalla Jalaluhu. Allah Ta'ala give me the reality. It was all the reality. To understand, to get this taqwa, if I will change revolution in my life, Allah will change the condition of the ummah. Allah Ta'ala give us tawfiq.